Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! Highs of 22 to 27 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
You all right, Ben?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah, why?
Asking, just making sure, just checking in, making
oh,
sure.
Oh, mental health right. Check. Yeah, I'm good.
You're
right. Welfare check. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
If you have any problems or anything, you come straight to Uncle Ray. Okay. We'll sort it out.
Well, any problems, do you know? So
no problem too big, Ben. Nothing insurmountable. You and me will take it on together. You and me versus the world, Ben.
I think Ben was just about to share something there. Ray.
Sorry, Ben. Go on. You were about to share.
Yeah, I do have to.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
Oh no, it's going to be one of those shows. Hello.
Hello, we're on, let's go.
Hey, all we're right. Not the HR department. We're not human resources.
So put it in an email, kid. I've got a show to do. Come back to me now for. Hello, it's Ray here. It's JP there.
Hi.
Did I play the Gemma Collins thing before? I'm struggling to remember. It's a thing I regularly look at and I always find it funny. Gemma Collins with the trifle. Do you know this?
Gemma Collins with a trifle, no.
So it's a documentary of some... You know who Gemma Collins is, yeah?
She used to be on like The Only Way is Essex or one of those, was she?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I actually don't know what one she was in. I just know her for her sake, Gemma Collins. She's hilarious. She's just like... She embodies confidence and boldness and... she's just great. I love her.
She grasps opportunities. I saw her on Dancing on Ice,
yeah.
Where she face planted once.
Yeah, but even at that, like, she owned it, and she's just a very funny, cool lady, I think. And she was doing this documentary. I don't know if it's going back to her roots or something. And she's in a. It looks like she's at a bar. Or she's at a bakery of some kind, and she's looking at a pastry. She tastes the pastry, and she goes, "Oh my god, that's gorgeous!" And she starts kind of welling up. She gets a bit emotional. She's talking about how. Her nan or her granny used to... This is exactly how her granny used to make this pastry. And she's reminiscing then about like, oh my God, that's exactly how my nan... And she's doing... And she's just getting misty-eyed. And you can really see that she's emoting. Here, have a listen.
This is how my nan used to make them. And I'm feeling a bit emotional because basically this is what she... Is that trifle up there? Is that homemade trifle? Oh, go on, darling, give us a bit. I love a bit of homemade trifle. Do you?
Today FM, summer. Cash machine.
Yes, it's summer, so that means a summer cash machine. It's a wildly different version of the cash machine. You're going to struggle to get your head around this because it's a bit of a hard pivot. It's a hard 180 on this.
So do you find that you're missing the spring cash machine yet, Ray? So that kicked in.
Hang on. So it's only for summer. It's a summer cash machine, but none of the other seasons get a cash machine.
We don't have a winter cash machine.
It's just called a cash machine.
Yeah.
So guys, you need to learn all the cash machine rules again. Now, I'm so sorry about this. This is devastating now for you, particularly if you're stupid. So...
I've got my listening ears on, right?
So you want to write it down now?
Yeah, go on. I got a pen.
So...
What if we just fall? What if we just...
Fall! It's quite a short one, actually, wasn't it? Mm. That one, Caroline, was it, Caroline? Caroline?
Fall!
Gangs on here. Bank and Trust for All Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Tuesday. Ray Foley in the hot seat. This is Radio.
Radio.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
And Orla Ormond is over there.
Hi.
Normal Orla Ormond. Say that 10 times fast.
Normal Not even once.
There's a pen for anyone who can do it 10 times fast. 0874-100-102. Record it into your voice notes, please, and we want it on WhatsApp. There's a pen, a Free Today FM exclusive. TDFM pen.
Normal Orla Ormond.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orma Ormond. Ah, ha, ha. Orla, do you want to have a go?
Not really, no.
Okay, fair enough. Normal Orla Ormond. Norla. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond.
Can anyone even get past two?
A normal Orla ornament. Orla normal ornament. Ormy normal ornament. It's not easy, guys. It's not easy. But I'm happy to put a pen on the line to see if anyone can do any better. Normal Orla Ormond. Actually, hang on. One second. Bear with. You don't mind bear with. Hang on.
That's fine.
Ha-hum. You're all in good shape, by the way. Everyone in good form today?
I wouldn't say good shape, but good shape, I'm feeling on. All right, yeah.
One second. Hang on. Stop for a second. Normal Orla Ormond.
You're going to cheat now, aren't you?
Do you want me to do it 10 times fast?
Sure.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond.
Could you do it faster,
Ray? Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. I can do it faster. Just give me a second.
You just need to practice it in your head.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Just one second. Hang on.
Now, I don't want it to sound higher pitched. I just want it to be faster, right? So
normal
you need to...
Orla Ormond.
That's slower.
Bear with.
Hang on. The tone
normal
is...
Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. That's not bad.
The tone's exactly the same as well.
It's preserved pitch.
Yeah.
Preserved tone. Here we go. Ready? Count it. Normal Orla Ormond. And go on again. Go on again, Ray. Normal Orla Ormond. 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 Normal Orla Ormond.
That was six.
Incredible.
I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
It's the Normal Orla Ormond challenge. It's got everyone talking. The nation's abuzz. Hashtag Normal Orla.
Will we get another 42 minutes out of this?
Absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that the time? I have to leave.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond.
Are people sending them in? You're joking
yes,
me.
Yes, they are, yeah.
It's 10 times now, lads. No more, no less. 0874-100-102. I have something else I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about the house going for... There's a house for sale. A house has gone for sale on my street, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the sign went up. You know, the for sale sign.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. Funny that.
Yeah, so they put up a first for sale sign, and as I was going past, dropping my kids to school this morning, I was like, oh my God, a house for sale in the street. Now, we live on an estate, and we all moved in at the same time. So the estate was built, mm-hmm. We all moved in at the same time, we all have identical houses, all of the houses are exactly the same, right down to the dishwasher, everything is the same, absolutely identical, cookie cutter, like they're made in a factory. Every detail is identical in these houses. So I went on to... It was either My Home or Daft. I went on to... And I love doing that. I love... Because I've seen their kitchen. Because you've seen all your neighbours' kitchens. Just, you know...
Having a nose.
What?
Having a nose.
No, just even going... Even visiting or, you know, like... Going to get your kids from there. Or their kids are playing together. You go in and get... So you've seen their hall. You've seen their kitchen. If you're lucky, you may have seen their downstairs toilet as well. Ooh. But then the rest of the house, you just don't. I mean, you have no idea what's going on in the rest of the house. So onto My Home, and you have a nosy around the rest of the house, then you're like, oh my God, wow. And I was nosing around this neighbours of, well, soon to be ex-neighbours of ours, their house today. And I was looking at it going, even though our house is exactly the same, how come their house is so much nicer than mine?
Yeah.
Why is my house a kip? And I worked out what it is. It's my children.
Oh,
they're to blame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
People usually say it's the parents, but in this instance, you're saying it's
the kids. No, it's absolutely my kids. Now, they've got kids as well, but obviously they just got tidier.
Better kids.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Better, nicer kids.
Yeah.
And they haven't absolutely wrecked their house. I swear to God. Do you know what we should do, actually? I should go on My Home again. or Deft, whatever the site was, and go from room to room and take exactly the same photo from the same perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rooms are identical.
Great idea.
Take a photo from each room, of each room from exactly the same angle and just show the squalor that me and my family live in compared to the way these people live. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a disgrace. It's great looking around other people's houses, though.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Love
yeah,
it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, great crack. Right, 087-4100-102. Have you got voice notes for me over there?
Should be some, yeah.
Okay. We've got loads of Jakers. Hang on now. So Anne's over there. Is this our Anne or is this a different Anne?
Different Anne.
All right, okay. Anne, away you go.
Normal Orla Ormond. 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 Normal Orla Ormond.
Normal Orla. You pooped the bed, Anne.
That was very good, though. That was good.
It was good until she did the. She squandered it.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal.
Normal. You're gone.
He's so happy. He's so pleased.
Oh my God, Anne.
That was a great attempt.
You really let yourself down, Anne.
You didn't, Anne. You did yourself proud.
Hang your head in shame. The state of you, Anne. The absolute state of you.
If you'd like to be abused, 087-4100-102.
That's ridiculous.
Can anyone do better now?
Aisling's over there, Aisling.
Normal Orla Ormond.
Aisling, you're too slow. I'm already getting you on slowness. You got to speed that up, girl. You got to pace it up for me, babes.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond.
No, too slow.
Normal Orla Ormond.
Yeah.
Normal Orla Ormond.
Do you know what? You're doing normal Orla Ormond. You're just taking gaps in between the words, Aisling.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. I don't know how many that is, Foley, but I think it's a few.
No, it's a few, but it's a... And you know, you're too slow. You got to be faster than that. You got to impress me. 0874-100-102. Is Emer over there as well?
Should be.
Lads, I'm running out of time.
Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond. Normal Orla Ormond.
She's pretty good, actually.
Good, solid.
She's
so far.
Very, doing
that's
very
three.
Well. Let me skim through.
Normal Orla Ormond.
That's a bit slow, that one.
Normal Orla Ormond. And just one for good luck. Normal Orla Ormond. Thanks, Emer and Douglas Cork. Can't wait for my new pen.
Look at you showing up. All right, we'll sort you out for a pen. 087-4100-102. We'll do a roll call after Zed on Today FM. Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Tuesday afternoon. The sun is shining out there again. That's nice. Makes me smile. It was lashing rain actually last night. Woke me up several times. The rain falling on the Velox window. What's that? Woke me up like four or five times last
First
night.
First world problem, right?
Oh, it was terrible. And roast and warm last night as well, wasn't it? It was very warm.
I had to drive in this morning because the rain was so bad.
You had to drive in?
I did, yeah.
Oh my God.
I had to leave my bike at home.
Our normal Orla Ormond had to drive in. And do you know what? That's not particularly normal for her. Unusual Orla Ormond, which is what we should be doing. Let's do a roll call. She loved that one. She loves any feature centred around herself. She's so on herself. It's ridiculous. Hello, Ray, on shot, JP.
On shot.
Normal Orla Ormond.
On shot.
On shot, Ray, just a heads up. You're likely to run out of time to do three things by 4:30 p.m. today. So could you front load them into the start of the show, please? From regular listener D, love the show.
Hey.
Do you know what? I've noticed that, actually.
Yeah, it's nearly a daily occurrence.
Awful sticky today. It might be time to break out the anti-chafing powder from Fiona on shot in Carlow. Is it powder you use, Fiona? I have a stick that I use. Not like a woodland stick. It's like a bar.
Roll-on. Is it a roll-on?
It's like a roll-on bar that one would use.
Yeah.
In the particularly chafy areas. I tell you what, you know what? If they were to hook up the grid or get a generator down there, in terms of the friction, kinetic energy, I could probably light up the entire East Coast.
Yeah, and that's renewable as well.
On a good walk, I could light up the entire... Eamon Ryan had something, he could, some sort of a mechanism he could put there, just here and here, and chafing there.
Mm.
I tell you what, lads, the power of the chafe. They'd be exporting that power over to Europe.
They would, yeah. Yeah, we'd become energy independent.
We'd be energy independent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I use a stick called...
Can you sell that back to the grid?
They'll give me 10 cents. You need a different meter for it, though. You do. You need a different meter for it.
And, of course, there's peak hours where your production is at its highest.
Absolutely.
And then production wanes.
Absolutely, you know yeah. I mean? When I'm out for a walk, I'm on. It gets very warm, prone to overheating.
Yeah. You could power Balbriggan on a walk.
Why Balbriggan? I said I could do the whole East Coast a minute ago. I'm having a good old laugh at Ray's fat. It's called Body Glide. Body Glide.
It's a lovely name.
It's like the stuff. It's the same stuff. I think that you know if the back of your shoe is hurting you, you know, like your. The stuff, the little sticks you can get. You're looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign language.
Vaseline does that trick also.
No, not Vaseline. Genuinely. No. It's something. It's some sort of a rub. It's
specifically for shoes to like soften leather.
No, it's for where your foot is rubbing against the bit of the new shoe and it's hurting you.
Oh, I just wore a plaster.
You can do that, or you can get this stuff, which is like it's from Scholl. Scholl do it. Now, you get loads of different ones, but it comes in a lipstick form, and you rub it on, and Bob's your uncle and Fanny's your aunt. So just so we're clear, for the summer cash machine, the summer cash machine is wildly different from the regular cash machine. Listener Ray texted, he says, just so we're clear, when you play the secret sound, and if I'm caller number 37 and say I love Today FM's summer cash machine, 100 to 102 to Today FM, I'll win the tickets to the cinema tonight. Listener Ray.
That's about sums it up.
No, Listener Ray, it's actually tickets for Texas.
Oh.
Charlene Spiteri from Texas. And funnily enough, do you know what? She's not from Texas at all. She's from Glasgow.
What?
Yeah. Normal Orma Ormond's coming in as well. Kieran's over there. Kieran or Kieran?
Normal Old Ireland. 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 Normal Old Ireland.
Kieran. It seems to me you're just going number. I think Caroline's done the best job though. You ready?
Yeah.
Number.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Today, get your summer cash machine. This is the radio game everyone's talking about.
Yeah, it's really picked up steam, that.
Come here. Rath would have given us a different prize to give away today. We've got an Oxford four-seat set of garden furniture to give away. Designed with luxury all-weather rattan, and thick cast aluminium frames. It's showerproof, machine washable, and looks fabulous. Your chance to win coming up. Stay here.
The last word with
what a song, Mika, Grace Kelly. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Humphrey, we're going home.
We're leaving.
Humphrey, we're leaving. Very good afternoon. Raise my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Paddy O'Furniture. He's a leprechaun, allegedly.
He is, yeah.
Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to upgrade your barbecue game with thanks to Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores and online at rathwood.com. They're available with up to 10 years guarantee. Check out their great offers in store or online, from comfortable sofas to stylish dining and bistro sets, all made to withstand the unpredictable Irish weather. And our prize today is an Oxford Force. We did a barbecue yesterday?
Charcoal grill and smoker.
Oh. We've got the Oxford four-seat set of garden furniture to give away today. Designed with luxury all-weather rattan and thick cast aluminium frames, washable and showerproof. If you want to get into win, say hello to our leprechaun friend, Paddy O'Furniture, this afternoon. Paddy, hello.
Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday to you, Ray Foley. And of course, the bowls, JP over Paddy. There as well.
I say hi to Paddy there.
How are you, Paddy? What's the crack?
So, Paddy, we were... Yeah, we're here. We want to do this again this afternoon. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's me, Patty.
Yeah.
No, Paddy.
Paddy.
Oh, furniture.
Yeah.
With another clue for you for your fantastic competition and a lovely prize. It has to be said too.
Yeah, it is a very nice prize. And I suppose all you need to do is identify what it is that what activity Paddy's getting up to today, an outdoor activity that you'd be able to do. In the great outdoors, in the sunshine. So just to clarify, because people were asking, you're a leprechaun, right?
Ah, for the love of God, Foley.
Yeah.
I thought we were over this yesterday.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I am a former full-time leprechaun.
Mm, right.
Now a part-time leprechaun. Mm. And the rest of the time I spend in the world of high finance.
He's working in high finance, you see. He works in the IFSC. And Paddy, because someone asked yesterday, are you an elf? Because someone was saying you sound very like an elf that I used to work with in a previous life.
No. I'm not an elf at all. No, I'm like I said, I'm a leprechaun. I've met a few elves in my time. I'm very warm people, it has to be said. Oh. Well, not literally warm, because, of course, they live in the North Pole. It's pretty chilly up there, of course.
Yeah, very, very, very cold enough. I suppose then I was asking the question, how does a leprechaun tie in with garden furniture and with the Rathwood...
Sort of outdoor living whole thing, yeah.
The Rathwood brand. I mean, why a leprechaun specifically?
Honestly, I've no idea. You'd have to ask JP. JP, why? What's the reason?
Yeah, JP, what is... Why?
Well, I mean... You know, you got gnomes out in gardens. Why wouldn't you have patio furniture? Why wouldn't you have a leprechaun out in a garden?
I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where he had the name patio furniture and he wanted to do something with it. And it sounds like the name of a leprechaun. So here we are.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, without further ado then, Paddy, if you'd like to crack on with this afternoon's clue for us.
Right, well, what can I tell you? I'm very warm and I'm trying to cool down out the back garden here. I've blown up my inflatable ring. I'm wearing my swim trunks and I've got my sunshades on. Splishing and indeed splashing. But what am I at?
What is he at? 0874 100102. We'll have a winner in the next few minutes.
Okay, so I'll see you two mad monkeys later. I'll come back with the answer, will I?
Yeah, you can come back and do the reveal for us later on, Paddy.
Right, toodle-doo.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, Paddy.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best start with a K. Careplus.ie.
He's not an elf. He's a leprechaun, I suppose.
To be clear,
don't want to offend him. 087 41102, text or WhatsApp. What activity is he up to today? All thanks to Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Stay with us. I'm playing
Nintendo.
Daniel Bedingfield's sisters on the way next. Today FM playing the music you love. Lewis Capaldi, all day, every day. Lewis, more Lewis than ever before. You love Lewis? Well, we got more Lewis.
Lewis is alive on today.
Live. Lewis here, Lewis there, Lewis.
Lewis.
Everywhere. Go loony for Lewis. Lewis.
Capaldi.
Are you busting for the Lewis? Because we will relieve you. With Lewis.
You go crazy for Lewis Capaldi around here. It's ridiculous.
Wish you the best from Lewis Capaldi, playing the music you love. You're on Today FM. Let's bongo. So we are giving away sensational prizes every afternoon this week. All thanks to Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores. Rathwood.com is their website. And today it's an Oxford four-seat set of garden furniture, combining comfort and style. It's neat and compact, while still allowing space for four people. The perfect...
What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing that it's the Oxford four-seat set. And in the description it says it allows space for four people. Yeah. Well, yeah, the clue is in the name. It's a four-seat set.
Yeah.
Come on.
Lovely, actually.
We were chatting to our friend Paddy O'Furniture a little bit earlier on. He's a leprechaun. And he's up to something special outdoors. I suppose the leprechauns would be quite an outdoorsy type of people, wouldn't they?
They are known to be outdoors, yeah.
They'd be more outdoorsy than they would be indoorsy.
Yeah.
And he gave us a number of clues. Can we listen back to you? Do you want to listen back to the clues?
Could he do that?
Yeah, I can go. I'll listen back to what he said earlier.
Right, well, what can I tell you? I'm very warm and I'm trying to cool down out the back garden here. I've blown up my inflatable ring. I'm wearing my swim trunks and I've got my sunshades on. Splishing and indeed splashing. But what am I at?
We got loads of right answers, did we?
Yeah, we didn't, DJ. We're going to ring Clare, the county.
Who's the person in Clare, though?
Roisin.
Roisin.
It's ringing.
Hello, is that Roisin?
It is.
Hello, Roisin. Ray Foley, Connor from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Merely surviving. Roisin, I came to work a whole hour earlier than I should have today.
True story.
Oh, God.
It was ridiculous. I got my times wrong.
Oh.
I came in the door. Louise Cantillon was on earlier, right? I burst in the door and I said, what's going on? I'm ready to go. And she said, I'm on for another hour yet.
This actually happened.
It's ridiculous. It has ruined my day. It has ruined my day, Roisin.
I bet you.
Hopefully your day is going better. Where in Clare are you?
I'm in Ennis-Simon.
Okay, and how's the weather looking today?
It's trying to rain all day, but it's dead dry.
Oh, really? It's the suggestions of it, but not it's not fully committing. Yeah, I got you. Do you want to say hello to anyone today?
No, not really.
Suit yourself. Let's go over to Paddy. He's a leprechaun by all accounts. Paddy O'Furniture is there today, Paddy.
Hello again, I'm here. Yeah. Chilling out in the back garden. It's still for a show. It might be a bit overcast, but it's very warm still. Very muggy, very heavy.
Yeah, I suppose it's fairly muggy. Is it muggy there, Roisin?
It is.
Yeah,
very.
Very close. Yeah. Close and muggy, yeah. So tell us, what is he up to today?
He's swimming in his blow-up pool.
Let's go over and ask him. Are you paddling, Paddy?
Well, you see, I'm keeping cool here in the paddling pool.
Ah.
Splashing around in the pool, see, in the paddling pool. You got it?
Right. Yes, you got it, Roisin.
Just great stuff. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
God bless now. Bye,
Paddy. Paddy,
he's long-winded, Paddy, isn't he?
He's enjoying himself there anyway, clearly. And Roisin, for you, you are our winner this afternoon.
Oh, that's like a wrong bloody button.
Sorry, there it is. You're our winner. You got the Oxford four-seat set. And it's worth noting, this is a set for four people to sit in. Do you have four bums, Roisin?
Yeah, well, we're actually moving into a new house on Friday, so it will go down very well.
Oh, lovely case. Lovely stuff.
Fabulous. You can have a lovely summer barbecue out in the sunshine once the sun shines again.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Listen, thanks for taking the call and thanks for listening.
Oh, and Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Roisin. Enjoy the prize and enjoy the summer. All the best. Bye. Am I coming back again tomorrow?
I think so.
We're never going to get him out of that paddling pool. He's going to be paddling for the rest of the week. Spice Girls and spice up your life. This is Today FM. Spicy Girls and spice up your life. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Rick Foley's my name. There's Shape.
How are you?
And hello, good afternoon, summer campers. Good afternoon, campers. To Annette Freeman joins us.
Hi, Ray, JP, how are things?
Lovely to see. I know you're waiting, by the way, for the cash machine call. That's coming up later on.
Yeah, I have my mobile with me.
Stand by.
just in case
Barry rings you.
Yeah,
you've got the mobile with you. That's fine. That's fair enough. So we were looking at, I suppose it's that time of year again. It just rattled by the year, and we're straight into the school summer holidays just around the corner. And I suppose people are thinking, what am I going to do? Who's going to mind the kids while they're off on the halls? Particularly the primary school kids. They're going to be off by the end of this month. Yep. And we're looking at summer camps. And I suppose summer camp memories as well. My memory of summer camp, I did kind of a one-size-fits-all summer camp when I was a child. Which was like, there was a bit of everything. There was a bit of arts and crafts. There was hurling, there was football, basketball. And then there was a barbecue at the end of the week. The highlight of the week. A barbecue at the end of the week with burnt sausages.
Oh, lovely.
You did summer camps. I didn't do
summer camps either.
No. I don't know what we did. Cycle round the village. Just cycling round in a circle.
Loitering.
No. Loitering. Loitering round Kilkelly.
I think we did with the cousins. Yeah, we did. I have a recollection of doing, but it wouldn't have been for the whole summer now. It would just be for a week or maybe for a fortnight.
Oh, right.
And I hated all the sports. I remember, because I'm terrible at them, of course. I have vivid memories of like being the last picked.
No one wanted to.
And I remember one of the coaches, he was trying to teach me, you know, that move with hurling, that move where you kind of flick the ball up onto the hurl.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I was doing my level best, Annette. I was doing everything I could.
Have you mastered it since?
And no, here, let me tell
somebody get HR in here.
Let me tell the traumatic story. I was doing the flick and I could see it in him and he was really devoting himself to me because I think he had decided I was going to be his little project, you know. I was going to be like, he was going to turn it around for me, the whole summer camp experience. If I learned this flick with the schlitter and the
triumph over adversity,
then all of a sudden everything would change in my life. It'd be like sliding doors. The whole world would open up to me with other kids wanting to be my friend because all of a sudden I'm able to flick this schlitter with the hurl. And as he's teaching me, I could see him losing hope.
I know.
I could see him realize, oh Jesus, there's nothing I can do with this child.
This lad's, he's just got no coordination.
I swear. I'll never forget it. I remember.
Did you make it through the week?
I did, for the sausages.
All right.
it was bring your own sausages.
Oh, you brought your own sausages?
Yeah. So you'd have to ask Mum and Dad for the sausages.
Would you let somebody else burn them for you?
And someone else did the burning. Yeah, it was great. So let's look at summer camps. So the big summer camp.
Every parent in the country will be trying to, in the next couple of weeks, fill their child's summer.
Are you sending your kids to summer camps?
Yes. Well, you see, my two go to an after school and then it continues throughout the summer because I have to continue to work 9 to 5 throughout the summer.
Yeah, I hear you.
I told them they could choose two camps. And one of them is obviously Cool Camps, and we got all of our stuff yesterday.
This is all the gear, like the jersey. Yeah, we've done that. Yeah,
all that. So this is our first time doing Cool Camps.
Great crack! And they keep the bag then forever.
And they keep the bag forever, yeah. And they're not going to ask me to buy them a bag in September, of course. This is amazing. One of them is doing a camp called the Underdogs Camp, which is in Dublin 7, which is like different kinds of sports out and about, you know, tug of war, that type of stuff. And then the other one's doing a gymnastics camp, and then. It's a mixture of holidays and after school.
Cool. Yeah, well,
and a lot of juggling.
Who's going to mind my children is the question we ask every year. We often wonder. So let's find out. A few of these are quite different, actually, because they're different. They're a departure from your standard hurling or football or basketball types of jobs. Where do you want to start?
So I'm going to start with the arty stuff. So there's this stuff called STEM. So it's Science, Design, Technology and Art Camps.
Right.
And they're running all throughout July and August. I found some that are in Cork and in Galway, but there's lots of stuff happening with that. The one in Cork is designyourminds.ie. There's another one, a maths camp in Connemara, which looks really interesting.
Now, one second. Are you writing all this down? You're going to have to put all this up on the socials because I want to be able to say, you for all these links now, you can go on our website, like a proper radio show.
Okay, yeah, 4:30 will be up on our socials. Yeah,
you're getting that?
I can share you this document.
You just send us the email, JP, put up on our...
Cheers, Annette. Thanks for that. I'll be on that.
Designyourminds.ie.
Yeah, but I think if you search these STEM camps, that lots will come up throughout Ireland, because I have found some others, like I said, the maths camp one in Connemara.
That's great. And it would have been great, except, you know, for a child like me, I'm never going to grasp this hurling business. I would have been able to throw myself into the arts and the technology.
Yeah, I think it would have been great.
Until I showed up at that, and the lecturer there looking at me like, Jesus, no hope for this either. So that's art and design and technology and you can do a Google for the one near you. Drama next then.
Drama, yeah. So obviously something for a different pace completely. You could look into speech and drama classes for your kids, which would be really beneficial over the summer as well. Rail to Drama, they run art and drama classes in Castlebar and Galway over the summer. There are still some places left for Galway one. There's workshops in the morning. All the inquiries can go through realtodrama.com.
Right.
That looks really nice. Really kind of smaller groups, you know, 12 to 14 kids.
Yeah, and brilliant for them, brilliant for their confidence
and
as well.
To put
on a show at the end of the week.
Yeah,
be brain crack, yeah.
And then Stickmit Drama, obviously going to something way bigger. The Gaiety School of Acting have loads of options for all ages.
Really?
Huge summer camps. They run throughout July and August.
There's primary kids?
Yes, and beyond. Professional tutors. You can learn about musical theatre, filmmaking, casting, acting for the camera. You can just go to their website for the details for that one.
I'm going
to
do that.
Looks amazing.
Not me, and my kids.
All right.
I live vicariously through them. Put them on stage. That sounds like a great idea. So that's in Dublin with the Gaiety School. Yeah. And then if you really want to go for the performance, like really.
Saw this one. I was like, this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, what do people really want out of summer camp? You want to wear your kids out. You want them coming home and going to bed wrecked.
Yeah. And don't look at me. You come home for the dinner and then go to bed. Yeah,
exactly. So this one might just do the trick. It's in Tipperary in Clochjordan, and it's a circus summer camp, and it's going to be taking place towards the end of July, July 24th until 28th. And like a lot of camps, it's running for the morning time. They usually go like 9 to 1, 9 to 2, whatever.
Yeah.
And activities will include juggling, hula hooping, unicycling games and wire walking. Like imagine by the end of your summer camp week, you could wire walk.
Amazing.
Never mind doing the thing with the hurl.
So I'm presuming they put on a little show at the end. Where is the location again?
It is in Clochjordan. It's a Clochjordan Circus Summer Camp. I'm sure if you search that out, you're going to get all the details.
Fantastic.
Obviously, it's only you're not going to travel from all over the country unless you really want to join the circus.
I'd put them on the train every morning.
Terry Lyons has been in touch on 0874-100-102. Terry says, say what you like about Foley, he's stone useless with a slither, but geez, he can flick a sausage with a hurl, not a bother. Thanks, Terry.
Finally, is it the final one? The nature, meandthemoon.ie. There's a few.
Yes, meandthemoon.ie. They're running something completely different in Kilrodery Estate, which is obviously in Wicklow. There are summer camps where children can explore the estates with supervised, of course, doing activities like forest bathing, which I actually thought when I read it, I was like, that's kind of dangerous, putting kids into a bath in a forest. But it's not that. It's absorbing yourself into forest and nature.
Yeah.
It's just soaking it up.
I don't see my youngest peacefully going out into the forest and absorbing
like
nature.
Mine could be scaling the perimeter.
Take the shot. Take the shot.
And the IPCC.ie as well. Again, another outdoor one.
Yes. Yeah. This, like, you know, is it really an Irish summer without going to the bog? And the Irish Peatland Conservatory Council are running week-long camps in August where you can go to the Bog of Allen and do a camp which is fully supervised with experienced tutors. You bring your raincoats, your wellies, you know. And
it's not
like,
cutting. It's not cutting turf. Like.
It's not cutting turf.
No, this is conservation.
Did you not go, like, instead of go? I went to the bog during the summer. Did you not end
cutting
up
turf,
the bog?
Though. Footing
well,
turf
I
and cutting turf.
I wasn't cutting the turf. I was footing it and bagging it.
And the hang and just waiting for the sandwiches.
And just like the minute you get to the bog, you'd need to go to the toilet.
Scald
even it. Though you had just gone to the toilet before you left.
Now, have you gone to the toilet? Before we go, have you gone to the toilet? Yeah, I've gone. The minute you're right, I need to go. IPCC.ie
it
is the website.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
And then more adventurous then with the Killarney Summer, the Killary Summer Camp, Carlingford and Delphi Summer Camp. These are the biggies. These are the huge ones. Yeah,
huge. And probably a bit more on the pricier side, but they do look amazing. Probably for kids that are a little bit older because it offers packages like Monday to Friday. You know, great places to gain confidence, make friends, gain independence. And Delphi Adventure Centre, Killary Adventure Centre, Carlingford Adventure Centre, they all do those types of things which are outdoors, on the water and orienteering. Kayaking, that type of stuff. I spent a summer in Killary. I worked in the kitchen.
Whole summer? No, sorry, you were an adult.
I was in Delphi Adventure Centre. I peeled the veg and got paid X amount of money. I won't say what it was. And
picturesque way to spend a summer.
Yeah, living in the back of a curtain side trailer and doing all the adventures for free, all of the stuff we got to do. You know, we used to kayak across Killary
Harbour.
I've been
to Delphi twice.
We did it.
It's a great spot.
We did. When we were on lunchtimes, we got a van and we did Ireland over 2 weeks in a van.
God,
yeah, the fun bus. And we did Delphi, didn't we?
I think we didn't get the weather that time. They wouldn't allow us to do the wire walking or the zip line. And the weather was too windy or something like that.
They put us in a boat, Thorsten, didn't they?
They did. I was in a ring.
And
I was being pulled along in a ring.
I did that. I kayaked across Killary Harbour.
Did you?
Yeah, mainly to go to the pub.
Schooldays.ie as well, if you're still on the hunt for more ideas. Schooldays.ie. They're all quite interesting and adventurous and worth taking a look. And JP's going to put them all up on our website after 4 o'clock, half four this afternoon.
Just watch me go.
Nettie and Evreema, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries.
Lovely to see you.
Yeah.
Enjoy summer.
Yay.
Enjoy the summer. Get rid of those kids. Right, if you're waiting for the call of the cash machine like Nettie is, she'll be calling you in a few minutes. This is Today FM. Panic at the Disco and High Hopes. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Song. Text and WhatsApp, so 874-100-102 for your summer camps. Yeah, Nettie was on with the summer camps and summer camp ideas. And Saoirse texted, I took my 4 and 8-year-olds to Star Camp last year. Oh, I've heard good things about Star Camp. They had an absolute ball. Love the acting, magic and comedy so much. Definitely a camp that gives kids a confidence boost. From Saoirse, definitely different from the barbecues and the hurling. And Jen says, check out the Life Skills Academy in Dublin and Kilkenny this year. The Life Skills Academy. That sounds interesting. Worth a look. And Orla texted. She says, is this all going to be put up on the website?
Ray,
check the site at 4:30 and find out.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a
K. Oh my God, well done, Joe. Welshy and all day. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Yeah, Joe won himself over €20,000 on the cash machine this afternoon. We'll have a new total for you. I can't tell you anything, but I can tell you it's a big one. After 4:30 this afternoon, the last words, turn it on to find out your amount. Another chance to win tomorrow afternoon right here on Today FM. This is Kanye West. See the Kanye West news, the latest Kanye West news?
I haven't seen the latest.
It's absolutely disgraceful. It's upsetting, shocking.
Wow.
Nauseating. I'm furious and enraged.
Okay.
An outrage. K. Kanye West has been slammed by social media users online for having sushi served on naked women's bodies at his 46th birthday party.
Wow. Okay.
I know. I was livid myself. I was like, sushi? Oh my God. Seriously though. Kanye's whole brand seems to be a bit weird and sad though, doesn't it? The moment.
Just a bit.
Post-Kardashian adult seems a bit... Come on, man. 46, so he's 4 years older than me. Imagine if I was there. Right. And there's women with sushi on them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where to look. I'd be like, they were like, sir, would you like to try some sushi? I'm like, leave it there. I don't know where to look. Making conversation with the lady on the table. Sir, where are you from yourself?
You're in college, are you?
All right. When are you getting the results?
Okay.
Arts. Is that very frank? Oh, no, absolutely. It's great. Yeah. No, I'm just not. I ate before I came out. I'm glad.
Ray Foley.
No, I'm full of
with Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Just a bit of wasabi in the soy sauce and I'm fine. No, you leave it. No, leave it there. It's grand. Lads, the summer of music you love continues. You need to be listening out for us printing your tickets.
Let's go to Day FM.
It's then called Charlene does the smooth, sultry end. Ready? No, she doesn't.
It's fading.
What a disappointment.
It's supposed to end.
Today FM's summer of music you love.
I want my money back. Actually, you don't have to spend any money for tickets to go see Charlene and the rest of Texas. Like the band.
Not the state.
Live. That's right, Texas performing live. Part of summer of music you love. We've got tickets to your favourite artists to give away. Texas performing at Trinity College in Dublin on the 26th of June.
Now let me make a phone call.
It's ringing. Catherine's going to answer that phone, right?
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Ray.
Hello. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a terrible challenge for you, I'm afraid, Catherine.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I need you to do the time from the end of Texas and Black Eyed Boy. Is that something you think you could do for us?
Oh, I don't think I can. I'm a sore throat today.
In that case, no tickets for you,
that
I'm
is
afraid.
Unfortunate. It's back to the phones we go.
We'll have to lose. Sorry to lose you, Catherine. Yeah, it's
a real shame.
Hang on one second. You're wrong. It's gone again.
What's going on?
That's crazy, isn't it? Hang on. I'm going to find the real version for you, Catherine. Sorry, hang on one second.
No.
Hang on, here comes. And it fades out again.
It's also fading.
What is it doing? You're killing me here.
But I imagine that she sang it.
No, she definitely does.
She does.
You know what? Just for the effort, for the little bit of effort you put into it, Catherine, you've got two tickets. Well done. Today FM, summer of music you love. Are you a Texas fan?
I am indeed, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you'll be going along Trinity College in Dublin, 26th of June. Well done, madam.
Thank you very much, Ray.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking the call and enjoy the gig.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey. Ray Foley. With Care Plus.
Highs of 22 to 27 degrees today. FM News, more in the last word at 4:30.
The general gist on texts this afternoon is it's in the middle of it, you fools.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the middle of it, you fools. Mm-hmm. Out of context, it probably doesn't make much sense to you, Ben. This is the song Black Eyed Boy by Texas. We're rediscovering the Texas back catalogue. All right, Ben, do you want to go, actually? I know you're under pressure for
half-four. No, I'm fine.
We're rediscovering Texas because they're performing at the end of the month in Trinity.
There's a real Motown beat to that song.
Isn't there?
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Love it.
Phil Spector. What?
Phil Spector sound.
Yes.
Was Tony Fenton a big Texas fan?
Yes, he was.
He was. And this would have been a big Tony first song, if I recall. afternoon. I can't do the great man justice, I'm afraid. I'm a mere a shadow of the man, and I don't have the voice either. But it fades. We're waiting for the your own space and time.
Yeah. Should have been at the end.
Yeah. Your own space and time. It's not there.
No, it's not there.
Dozens of text messages saying, it's in the middle of it.
Oh.
You fools. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Yes. Why? Tony Fenton will always be the legend, and I'll always be the Aegis.
Ray Foley.
Thanks for the text. Today FM. I came today. Miley Cyrus and Flowers, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's here, JP's over
Hi.
There. We've done all the, yeah, there are no prizes left.
No, we're all out of prizes.
We're fresh out of prizes. Come back and join us for more prizes. Well, aside from the cash machine, of course, turn on the last word after 4:30 for the new cash machine total. What do I have for you? I have, well, it's kind of a bittersweet story. It's a story of a funeral in London. This is the story, a member of the Birmingham Six sang at his own funeral. So, of course, the tragic story, the very sad story, Hugh Callahan, who was one of the six men wrongly jailed for the 1974 Birmingham pub bombings. It was his funeral over the weekend, but he has sung at his own funeral.
He recorded himself singing beforehand.
Yeah, well done.
Two and two together equals four.
There was no miracle. There was no miracle resurrection. This is about 200 people attended Mr. Callahan's funeral at the Immaculate Heart of Mary and St. Dominic Church in Homerton in East London on Monday. Oh, this is yesterday. And he was a much loved member of the congregation. The parish priest, Reverend Patrick Alsop, says here. Father Alsop said he was a major figure in the community. And the details are that here it is. The most extraordinary thing is that he did a studio recording of his party piece, which is the great Irish song Danny Boy. And that was played as he was carried out of the church. It was quite sweet. It takes a lot of planning, takes a lot of organisation to have your business together in terms of what you want at your funeral. And then to record yourself singing so that you are performing at it. Would you like to do that? Would you be more inclined?
I'd have to think about what song would I, one, want to perform in.
Barbie Girl.
Okay.
Mambo number five.
Whose part am I playing in Barbie Girl? Who am I singing? Am I singing her part or his part?
I'll be at your funeral. So you do the Barbie bit.
And then I'll leave gaps.
And then live at the altar, I'll go, yeah. Come on, Barbie, let's go, Barbie.
Not a dry eye in the house.
What I was thinking, actually, is I'm going to have the parish priest say Ray actually recorded a piece of music before he passed away. He went to the studio and recorded himself singing a piece of music, and now we're going to play that as part of the. So here's Ray singing for all of us as part of his funeral. I know what you're thinking. That's Andre Bocelli.
That is what I'm thinking.
But it's my funeral, so no one's going to be in a position to argue with me. I mean, listen to that.
She's raising fine voice all the same.
Ray's never sounded better. It took him dying to sound this good. The Weeknd, Daft Punk, there's a Star Boy. You're on Today FM. I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. That's Take That and Greatest Day. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. And there's so much we didn't get to do.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear to God.
Ridiculous.
It's your fault.
We need some sort of a calendar or timetable.
A watch would be brilliant. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, including Bocelli Golding. Our Time to Say Goodbye singer Andrea Bocelli tells us he's teaming up with Ellie Goulding to form the supergroup Bocelli Golding. We didn't get to do Libraries Libraries, where RTE reporter Samantha Librari tells us about her new documentary. It's all about Ireland's libraries.
Oh, cool.
It's called Libraries Libraries. Does she do anything about, like, the mobile libraries that travel around the big
vans? Hopefully, yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. And we didn't get to do, there are only two certainties in life, death and Texas, where we reveal that the only certainties in life are that you're going to die at some stage and you're going to hear Texas on the Ray Foley Show every day this week.
Yeah,
because, of course, we've got tickets to give away to Texas as a part of Today FM Summer of Music You Love. You got to choose certainties in life. Guys, we're out of time. Stand by. The last word is on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today FM.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone to get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.